Okay, so we're holding on Klal Vav Din Yud. So the Chafetz Chaim said that sometimes a person may think that somebody else tattled on him to the city planning or something like that, and therefore now he's going to go and snitch on this guy for something else.
Wow.
So he says that Kimargal B'Bumay Dinshi, because it's common in the mouths of people, if one guy snitched on the other guy, I can snitch on him. He says, this is a terrible error, a complete error, for a number of reasons. First of all, if a person is tattling, snitching to the government on people, and if you will now speak to the government, it'll stop him from continuing to do it, and he's the person who's continuing to do it, then in that case, there'll be a toelus al haba. So then there'll be an accomplishment. And the only way to stop him is by doing that. Oh, as muta, then it's permitted. But if his intention is just to take nekama, for sure, that's a terrible Easter. So the only heter there would be is only the only way to stop it, that he's snitching to other people, the only way you could do it is only by if you would tell the government on him. This whole thing would only be relevant in a case where you see that he's, you know that he is snitching on you. You see it. But just because you have circumstantial evidence that he's the guy that snitched to the planning department on you, that's no heter for you to go ahead and do something which could cause him damage. Because as we learned yesterday, for that you need to have edim. Even if it's dvarim nikarim mamish, you saw it yourself. Nevertheless, you can. And surely if just people told you that he snitched, then even if you can't even believe it, unless there was a God in Bezdin. And surely you're not allowed to cause any damage to another person. Even if you're doing it for Tuelis, but you can't be mazik somebody else, because you can't be mazik somebody else cause damage to someone else unless it's proven. So that's in the Klal Vav. And Klal Zayin, he says the details of the Issur of Rechilus. He says, Ein chiluk b'issur sipur rechilus bein ha'misapi isha isha. There's no difference whether the person who is saying this rechilus is a man or a lady. Korei v'rochayk, a relative or not a relative. V'afilim shom l'echad shadibar divi g'nai alovi v'imar. And even if a person heard that somebody said something not nice about his father or his mother, u'machma shehetzeloi ma'oid al kvoidam, and it really bothers the kid that this guy bashmutzed my father. You tell the father about it. Gam kein b'chal rechilusu. That's still an isa deraisa of rechilus. Gam ein chiluk im almisha misapri molav hu isha isha gorle kotet. And it doesn't matter if you're snitching about a relative, a man, a lady, a gorle or a kotet. Hakol kamosh b'yan aliyel b'chelik aleph, as we explained there in Klal Ches. So it's interesting to note, and he says, and then he gives us a story, which is a very common story, and the Chafetz Chaim tells us this is actually an Issur Rechilus. In other words, he says, "V'yesh anoshim shenichsholim bozeh, shekishe'echad royeh sheshnei norim makim zeh zeh." You go out to the back of the shul, and you see two kids are hitting each other. Hoylech v'oymu lo'ov shelechem hem ech shenar ploni hika bincha. And you go and you tell one father, you know, this guy, this kid hit your kid. So the ma'aseh, what are you doing? You're snitching about what that kid did. That kid did something not nice to somebody who you like, your own kid. And you're going and you're snitching on that guy, on that kid to it. And when you go and you snitch and you tell this father, you know, this kid is starting up with your son, and obviously he's talking about not in a case where you're going to stop a fight, because that the guy should have done himself. But rather, you're just telling him, you know, that kid started up with your kid. He hit your kid. So he says, that this is an Isa of Rechilas. He says, then the father's all upset and he goes and he hits that kid. Then they go to our sinner because he's angry that the kid is, that you hit my kid. And now through that there's going to be a fight between the parents. Not narrows, but nothing but what the midrashim. This thing's fine. Kids fight, and then one parent goes and tells that, you know, that kid hit your kid. In other words, you know, go do something about that. If you think, try to calculate all the yisurim that are going to come about because of this snitcher, rabu milispar, it's too many to count. Not only that's poshut, that if you don't even know what happened, you don't know what happened. You just saw one kid hitting another kid, but maybe that kid kicked your kid, kicked this kid, and that's why he did it back. Then you can't tell. You were there from the beginning, and you saw that one kid started up with another kid. You can't snitch except if there's going to be the right kind of toelis that's going to come out of it. But if it's not, you know, you're not doing it to protect the kid from further damage, you're not doing it to break the fight now, but rather you're just telling the father that somebody did something not nice to the child, that's not a hetzer to do it. There isn't a hetzer to just go tell that somebody did something not nice. It's like it's the same thing as if somebody said lashon hara about your kid. You're not allowed to go and tell the father of the kid, you know, that kid said lashon hara about your kid. That's the Isur of Rechilas, even though it's true. The Isur of Rechilas is when it's true. If it's not true, the guy didn't say lashon hara. Didn't say, then it makes a shamer, it's worse. But even when he did say it, when somebody said something not nice about me, and now somebody's going to come and tell me that this guy said something not nice, it's true that he said something not nice, even if it's true. And even if it's true, and it's true that guy did an aveir for saying it, but if somebody comes and tells me now this guy did something, said something not nice about you, that's an isur of rechilas, unless there's a heter for the rechilas, unless there's a heter because this guy is going around and doing further damage to me, and the only way it could be stopped, he tried to stop him. He told him, "What are you doing? You're wrong. You shouldn't be doing that," and that didn't work. And now, the only way that he could stop him is only by telling me, and I'll be able to stop him. Then there'll be a heter on the Isur Rechilas. But otherwise, it's an Isur Rechilas. So I have a horo here. I don't understand really. This is a kasha we had. The Chofetz Chaim says that there's an Isur of Rechilas even to snitch on a katan. So he says, Poshet, the Gamhu b'chal amecha. He's also a Yid. And if he's a Yid, there's an Isur to snitch on him. So the Chari, we learned in the Chavetz, in Hilchos Lashon Hara in Klal Ches, the Chofetz Chaim says there's an Isur of Lashon Hara on a kid, and he gives a whole story about a Yosayim, that you're going to snitch on a Yosayim and say this Yosayim is a wild kid. And he says, why did I pick such a Mudna story? Why didn't I just say that it's awesome to say that this kid is a Bagaivanik, or this kid is a nasty kid? That's the Isur of Lashon Hara. So he says, I picked a funny case, because I wanted to show a case where there'll be some damage or tsar to this kid. And in this case, there'll be damage or tsar. But otherwise it seems like there wouldn't be an Isur of Lashon Hara. I, l'chayr, the katan is b'chal amecha. So there should be an Isur of Lashon Hara. Just saying not something not nice about the kid. So that's and to explain the question better, even if we said always that the Isur of Lashon Hara is a double Isur, there's an Isur on one point because it's a benod l'chavero, that you're mazik somebody, you're damaging somebody. That's one chelik of the Isur of Lashon Hara. So then you could say, okay, maybe on a kid, you say about a 7-month-old baby, you say, this kid cries all night, you know, keeps his parents up all night, whatever. So that's not going to be an Isur, that Isur of Lashon Hara. You know, even though you go spread it around the whole Torah Samus, you know? You tell everybody this kid is a rotten kid. He cries all night. So you're not hurting the kids. You don't have that chelik. But there's a second chelik of Lashon Hara, that a person to look for the bad qualities or say bad qualities about a person That's an internal corruption. That's not the second part of the Isser of Lashon Hara. That's not because of the damage that you're doing. So why don't you have that chelik on a child? Even if you're not going to say, even if it's not going to hurt the kid. But if you go around saying this kid is a balgaivnik, this kid's a nasty kid, you're talking not nicely. You're doing something which is an internal corruption. So for that, why did the Chofetz Chaim have to pick this interesting case?